In 5, 4, 3, 2.
I'm Joe Wade Formicola, and you're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini.
Real name, no gimmicks.
On 750 AM, KOAL.
So I came to the grave. Real name, no gimmicks.
That's why I ain't got no.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, KOAL, 107.3 FM, 750 AM. We're going to continue to talk about Super Bowl 52. Now, do not forget, Sunday, right here on KOAL, our live coverage will begin at noon. Westwood One's coverage of the Super Bowl here on KOAL. And then at 4:30, we'll have kickoff for you. So you can follow the entire game, the lead up, and the post game coverage all right here on KOAL Sunday. Let's talk about Super Bowl 52 with Brian Mejia, our NFL Drive Time Sports Insider. He's joined us all year long, so of course he has to join us to break down Sunday's big game. Brian, it's always a pleasure to get you on, buddy. Thank you.
Always great to talk some NFL football. We started week one. We probably started in the preseason. But, you know, we're here to the Super Bowl now, and by a big surprise that the New England Patriots are playing for the Super Bowl again.
You know what? This has been a topic of discussion, and I feel like we've talked about this throughout the entire week, but I'll go back to it. After week four, I did not think that New England would be back in the Super Bowl this year. I thought that there were obvious flaws in this team defensively. I don't know that they ever addressed those, you know, the needs, but I think they progressed, obviously. They figured it out. I thought there were too many holes on this team defensively for New England to get back to the Super Bowl. I thought that they were in a lot of trouble. This, to me, was not comparable to 2 years ago when they started off, what, 2-2 or 2-3? I can't remember what the record was. And then they just went on a tear and they ended up beating Seattle in the Super Bowl. To me, this is completely different. I'm not shocked that New England's in the Super Bowl, but I'll be the first to say I didn't expect New England to be back based on what they had personnel-wise defensively, Brian.
I totally agree with you, and I think they got saved by not playing the Pittsburgh Steelers in the AFC Championship game, because I think Pittsburgh would be in this game today. I think it would be Pittsburgh, but obviously Pittsburgh had its flaws against the Jacksonville Jaguars, and New England was able to take care of the Jaguars, so that's why we're here. But I really strongly believe that with Brown, Bell, and that whole mix, I think it would have been Pittsburgh in the Super Bowl. But that's neither here nor there. We're here to talk about the Pats and the Eagles, and the Pats are just on an unbelievable run. And I totally agree with you. I think this team is just – I mean, you can't even say anything about them. You just have to respect their excellence and respect the fact that they're the best dynasty of all time. I mean, what else can you say about them?
Yeah. Win or lose on Sunday.
Rushmore.
Win or lose on Sunday. There's no question this is the greatest dynasty in the history of the NFL. And I know there's a lot of Patriot haters out there. Look, trust me. I understand. I understand why people have a problem with the New England Patriots. But this team may be one of the greatest dynasties in all of professional sports. 20, 25 years from now, we're going to be talking about this as the greatest 15 to 18-year run, whatever it is, 16-year run for the Patriots. It's one of the greatest runs in the history of professional sports.
No doubt. And you could put it up there with Phil Jackson, Michael Jordan, Phil Jackson with Kobe Bryant and Shaquille O'Neal, or Irvin Johnson with Pat Riley. And Joe Torre, Derek Jeter, and that group of Yankees. It's just unbelievable. I mean, look, and to say those teams were a five, 6 year, 8 year run. This team is going on year 18 with the same quarterback, same head coach. That's been a constant. I mean, that's just ludicrous. I mean, you could say Greg Popovich and Tim Duncan, but at the same time, they went through a rough stretch where they were, you know, I'm not going to say they were a bottom tier team, but they weren't the best team in the NBA, but. I mean, it's just really impressive what they've been able to accomplish as a unit, and it's just amazing, and that can happen in the NFL. And that's why, you know, people like to say, "Hey, if he wins on Sunday, if Brady wins on Sunday, he passes Michael Jordan as the greatest American athlete that ever lived." So that's something that people are saying, and it may be true. Brady, words can't even express how great that guy is. Is he the most talented quarterback I've ever seen? Probably not. I would probably say Rodgers or Peyton Manning, but man, you just can't deny his greatness and his winning. His winning is just everything that I guess every NFL fan and every NFL team wants to have.
No, I agree with you. That's up for debate, who the greatest American sports athlete of all time is. But yeah, he's definitely in that conversation. I don't think there's any doubt about it. But Brian, if we look at this on paper, I'm of the mindset that we have a closer game than many people want to believe. Okay, I'm not writing off Philadelphia in this game at all. I don't think they win, but I think that Philadelphia deserves a little bit more respect. I was the first to say this team was done when Nick Foles went down. I was the first. When Carson Wentz went down and they had to go to Nick Foles, I was the first to say that. Fact is, Nick Foles has answered the call. I mean, he has been more than a ready quarterback. In fact, you look at it, Philadelphia probably has a great chance to turn Nick Foles into something at the end of the season if they want to get some sort of value back for him, considering Carson Wentz comes back. But we go on beyond that. I mean, there's so many matchups in this game that lead me to believe that Philadelphia can, you know, they have an outside chance to win this game, but they will definitely make it a game. I don't see a blowout on Sunday. I just don't.
I don't either. And to be honest with you, if you really just look at it, obviously the quarterback and head coach are the most important positions. But other than that, you favor Philadelphia and everything else. D-line, O-line, receivers, running backs, tight ends, everything. Linebackers, pass rushers, everything. Special teams. Special teams, New England has an advantage in my opinion, but other than that, offensively and defensively, you say Philadelphia is much better than New England in every category. I mean, secondary, everything. I mean, it's going to be a close game in my opinion. Do I think New England wins at the end? Probably. Do I think Philadelphia makes it really close? Yeah, I do. And here, going back to what you said about Foles and Wentz and all that, Philadelphia is a team that hasn't won a Super Bowl ever.
Right.
To a couple. If Nick Foles is the guy that wins the Super Bowl for the Philadelphia Eagles, do you trade away the guy that just won you the Super Bowl?
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. Because Carson Wentz, look, here's the difference between Nick Foles and Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz was an MVP. He was the front runner in the MVP race. I think that the Philadelphia Eagles, they put a better team around Carson Wentz. I mean, again, you go over, and I agree with you, you look at most of the single matchups, and I do believe that talent-wise it benefits Philadelphia, and we can talk about that in just a moment. Yeah, there's a lot of talent around Carson Wentz, but at the same time, this kid, for only being a second year in the NFL, what he's able to do in the pocket impresses the hell out of me every time I watch him. This kid can make throws while getting hit. He's got Big Ben's body, okay? And he also has the smarts of a seasoned vet in year two, and we're talking about a kid that came from the FCS. Mentally, I think Carson Wentz is on another level. I really do. I think he's made Nick Foles' job a lot easier too, Brian.
I totally agree with you in terms of that, but at the same time, the guy just won you a Super Bowl. I mean, it's an interesting thing. Obviously, you're going to go with Wentz, younger, more talented, everything. You know, you probably would win the game by 2 touchdowns if he was playing, but at the same time, you're here now, and this guy's the one that won you the Super Bowl. I think it's a little bit more of a question than people are actually saying. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, this dude just came in, won you the Super Bowl, and you're going to give him away or trade him away. You might have to, obviously, because you have Wentz, but I think it's something Philadelphia might think about, but it's neither here nor there because I really don't expect Philadelphia to win the game, but I do expect them to keep it really close.
Again, we're being joined right now by Brian Mejia, our NFL Drive Time Sports Insider. You mentioned the matchups and how they favor Philadelphia in most cases, going, you know, head-to-head matchups, position by position. At the same time, I go back and I look at the previous previous 7 Super Bowl appearances for New England. Not only the games they won, but the 7 that they've appeared in. You could make that case in multiple instances. You know, you go back to where it started. There was not more talent on this New England team than on that St. Louis Ram Greatest Show on Turf team. There wasn't. I think you go back to the last time New England went toe-to-toe with Philadelphia. That Eagles team was pretty good. And Donovan McNabb, I mentioned this on the show yesterday. I think people forget how good Donovan McNabb was in that Super Bowl. Carolina,
quarterback, yeah.
Yeah, he was great. I think they may have had more talent than Carolina. I don't think they had more talent than Seattle a couple of seasons ago. I don't believe that they had more talent last year than Atlanta on both sides of the football. I don't.
No.
And so there's something about the Patriots. And again, that's why you can look at matchups on paper. And on paper, this looks like a pretty compelling game. I get that. But there's something about this Patriots team. And I don't know if you agree with me here, but going back over the past 7 Super Bowls, I think you can make an instance, maybe 4, maybe even pushing it 5 times, the opposing team has looked better than New England on paper, Brian.
Right. And then, well, obviously the most lopsided one, and it's crazy, but 2007, the Pats were the most talented team of all time. You could make a case for that against the Giants, and we know who ended up winning that game. And then in 2011, to me in 2011, that version of the Pats, when they lost to the Giants the second time, that was the best Patriots offense I had ever seen. And I thought that Patriots offense was better than 2007, actually. And I the only reason why they lost that game, I think, because of the defense. Defense wasn't too, but that Patriots offense in 2011, Brady's numbers were 5,500 yards, 40 touchdowns. It was just, he put up some crazy, crazy numbers that year. But, yeah, like you were saying, most, and then the Hawks in 2014, I thought it was so lopsided in 2014. I thought the Hawks were going to boat race them out of the stadium the way they boat raced the Broncos, but obviously Belichick and Brady are a different beast than Peyton Manning leading a bunch of scrubs to the Super Bowl, but that's neither here nor there. But at the same time, yeah, you're right. Most of the time, Atlanta was a much better team than New England. Obviously, the 28-3 proves that, but then obviously Brady's so great and he came back. But yeah, most of the time they have been outclassed in terms of talent, but at the same time, the same constant of all time, of all this time, of all these Super Bowls is Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, and Matt Patricia and Josh McDaniels. You know, just out-scheming and out-playing and you know, out-patriating their opponents.
Out-patriating, I like that. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. In this game, I do want to talk about Seattle. I want to get your thoughts on Seattle here for just a moment. Defensively, obviously, all eyes are going to be on what they can do in the middle of the field. So you throw a Michael Kendricks, a Danelle Ellerbe, and a Nigel Broadham at the opposing team defensively. Look, that's not bad. That's not bad at all. For me in this game, Philadelphia needs to score. I think Philadelphia doesn't need to score defensively. They need to make a big play at some point in time defensively to change the course of the game. I think that's what you have to do with New England. You have to get them off schedule, and you do that by forcing some turnovers, maybe, you know, presenting a short field for Nick Foles at some point in time. Look no further than that linebacking core. I think it's a very underrated aspect of this team. I don't think they get enough pub, Brian. Not as much as they should.
No, they don't. And obviously, Jim Schwartz has that unit playing well. The one thing that I will say, Jordan, that you're going to have to look at on Sunday is the Patriots are going to run a lot of no huddle. I believe that the Philadelphia Eagles are a team that, well, Jim Schwartz, and I've seen him play a couple times this year, obviously. So Jim Schwartz likes to substitute his D lineman. He likes to have fresh bodies out there all the time. Tom Brady, Josh McDaniels are, I'm 1,000% sure, are going to not let Jim Schwartz substitute. I think he's going to wear down those defensive linemen, which is the strength of the Philadelphia Eagles defense. And I think that he's going to wear that team out. I think Tom Brady's going to keep them on the field, and he's going to dink and dunk his way to touchdowns. And I think that's the way the Patriots are going to win that game, because I don't think Jim Schwartz is going to be allowed to make any changes like he usually does. The linebackers stay the same. Obviously, Kendrick gets off the field on third down because he's going to nickel, but I really don't feel like Jim Schwartz is going to be able to substitute as much as he usually does.
Well, maybe not, but he may have to. And I think this is also something to keep an eye on. Timmy Jernigan, he may be one of my favorite players on this Eagles team. I love Timmy Jernigan. I love what he can, you know, what type of dynamic he brings to a defense. He's been held out of practice pretty much all week because of an illness. And that should be some sort of a concern. He says he feels great, but the fact is he hasn't practiced this week. And then you couple that with the idea of Fletcher Cox missing some time because of a calf injury. And then you look at Danelle Ellerbe, who has a hamstring injury. I know they were full participants this past Wednesday. And at this point in time, is anyone really truly healthy? But at the same time, when these guys are listed on an injury report and you talk about an up-tempo Patriots defense or offense, excuse me, that's something to be concerned about for Philadelphia.
Exactly, and that's where I think the football game is going to be won. I don't think Brady's going to let them substitute, and I feel like he always does. Notice something. Tom Brady's played in 7 Super Bowls, Jordan. He's never had a touchdown pass go longer than 50 yards. He's had 15 touchdown passes in the Super Bowl. 14 of them have been in the red zone.
Wow.
14 red zone touchdowns. So that means he thinks and dunks his way to the end zone every time he has the ball in his hands.
And they've never scored a touchdown in the first quarter of a Super Bowl.
That is just the most staggering stat of all this. of how great they are and everything. They've never scored a touchdown in the first quarter. It's crazy to me.
It is. It's crazy. It's nuts.
And, you know, obviously the Pats are the Pats. You know, if it was the Giants, then everybody would be picking the Giants. But obviously the Eagles, I mean, I want to say Philadelphia's going to win, Jordan, just because of those individual matchups. You know, and honestly, honest to goodness, I don't want to say swear to God or anything like that, but I would definitely pick Wentz-led Eagles to win this game, and I think they'd blow them out. Because if you're going to beat the Patriots, Jordan, you're going to have to play a 60-minute football game, and you're not going to be like Jacksonville. You're not going to be like Atlanta. You're going to keep the pedal to the metal. And Doug Peterson, and what he proved to me in the NFC Championship game and what he's proved to me this whole year, Doug Peterson, Frank Reich, and that whole offensive staff, they put the pedal to the metal. They're going to keep scoring touchdowns. They don't care about field goals. I mean, I guess Atlanta, obviously, they have to score all those field goals because they couldn't get a touchdown. But they're going to keep scoring and running up the score if they have to. They're not going to let you, you know, just stand back and not win and score on soft zones and nothing like that. They're going to keep the pedal to the metal, and they're going to keep scoring, and they're going to keep playing their defense. That's something that I really love about Philadelphia.
All right, Brian, every time we get you on, we always end with some rapid fire. You got time for one more session of rapid fire here in the season?
Let's do it. Let's do it. I'm ready. I'm so amped up for this game.
Who wins the Super Bowl?
I just gave you a sermon on why I think Philadelphia could win, but I can't bet against Tom Brady. Tom Brady.
Yeah, I agree with you. You can't go against Tom Brady, so you're going to take the Patriots.
Yes.
Okay.
27-23.
Patriots win your Super Bowl, according to Brian Mejia. Let's move over to NFL awards, okay? We know that Alvin Kamara is the rookie of the year. Have no problem with that. Probably should have won the award. Let me throw some others at you. Offensive player of the year, who does that go to?
Todd Gurley.
Defensive player of the year.
I'm going to go Calais Campbell.
I'm fine with that. I agree with you. Calais Campbell was absolutely phenomenal, and that was the reason why the Jacksonville Jaguars, a lot of the reason why the Jacksonville Jaguars made it all the way to the AFC Championship. I agree with that. Rookie of the year?
Alvin Kamara.
Comeback player of the year?
Little homer in me, but I'm going to say Marshawn Lynch.
See, I got to go with Case Keenum.
He was good, obviously, but I think in terms of comeback, I mean, he was retired and he came back and, you know, he ran the ball good for the Raiders. But I wouldn't be mad at Case Keenum.
Coach of the year?
Doug Peterson.
Over Sean McVay?
Yes.
Ooh.
Look at what he had to deal with in terms of injuries and where he has his team. Other than that, I would have said McVay, you know, if the Eagles weren't in the Super Bowl, but obviously, these awards were handed out before the Super Bowl, but I could see why McVay, but looking at everything now, I would probably say Doug Peterson.
And who's your MVP?
Tom Brady.
It's got to go to a quarterback. I think the MVP should be Todd Gurley, but at the end of the day, I know it goes to quarterbacks. I know this. It goes to quarterbacks.
That's what I was going to tell you. If it was up to me, and I'm probably being a little contradictive of what I just said, I would pick Todd Gurley. But at the same time, you have to look at, you know, if the Rams made it to the divisional round and NFC Championship game, I think more people would have said Gurley, but you can't. Tom Brady's Tom Brady. I guess he needed another award before he actually retired or left, whatever.
Brian Mejia, our NFL Drive Time Sports Insider. Always great to get you on, buddy. I know we'll talk again real soon. Enjoy the Super Bowl on Sunday, and we'll go with an NFL recap next week.
Sounds good, buddy. Have a good one. Enjoy the Super Bowl.
You too. Thank you. That's Brian Mejia, our NFL Drive Time Sports Insider. He's joined us now for the last couple of years to talk NFL, and now we get his thoughts on Super Bowl 52 Sunday. We got a break for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up when we return.